I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 3rd. Five Quincy residents took out nomination papers to run for seats on the school committee yesterday, the first day that nomination papers for this fall's city election were available. A total of nine residents had pulled papers yesterday to run for seats on the school committee and the city council. Among the five residents to take out papers to run for school committee, the three incumbents, Paul Bergoli, Catherine Hubley, and Frank Santoro, who are all up for re-election this year. Also pulling papers to run for school committee, Courtney Perdios and Liberty Schaff. Perdios had been appointed to an open seat on the school committee in 2021 and finished fourth in that year's election. Schaff also ran that year and placed fifth. Members of the school committee serve staggered four-year terms. Now, three incumbent city councilors also pulled papers to run for re-election. Councilor-at-large Noel DeBona, Ward 4 Councilor James Devine, and Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris. In addition to the three incumbent councilors, Richard Ash has taken out papers to run for the Ward 2 city council seat. City councilors serve two-year terms, meaning that all nine seats are up for re-election this year. Incumbent Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan already announced he's not seeking re-election. This year's election could also include a mayoral race, but neither incumbent Mayor Thomas Koch nor any potential challenger pulled papers yesterday. The deadline to return the papers to the Board of Registrars is July 11th at 5 p.m. It's Law Day at the Quincy District Courthouse today. Officials at all levels of law enforcement will gather to honor their service over the past year. And part of today's event will include a 100th birthday party celebration for former Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General Frank Bellotti of Quincy. The current Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll is scheduled to attend today's event at 11 a.m. A Holbrook man has been charged with breaking into unlocked cars in Quincy Monday afternoon. Police say 34-year-old David Rakes broke into at least three cars that were unlocked while they were parked on Berry Street. A resident called police after noticing a man acting suspiciously. Rakes was arrested in the nearby parking lot of the Quincy Credit Union on Quincy Avenue, where police say he was acting erratically. Police say Rakes was checking for unlocked car doors, although it's unclear if he stole anything from the cars. He's charged with breaking and entering in an attempt to commit a crime. He was arraigned Monday in Quincy District Court. Prosecutors on Monday pushed back against defense claims that cell phone evidence will exonerate Karen Reed, the Mansfield woman accused of striking her Boston police officer boyfriend with her car and leaving him to die during a blizzard last year in Canton. In a 34-page court filing, Norfolk Assistant DA Adam Lally accused Reed's defense team of attempting a fishing expedition in pursuit of a conspiracy theory. In a memo, Lally opposed a motion filed by Reed's lawyers to examine a cell phone belonging to a witness in the case, arguing that the motion merely assumes through no evidentiary support that such a wide-ranging conspiracy exists between witnesses to frame Reed for Boston police officer John O'Keefe's death in January of 2022. The case is due back in court today, and Reed's defense team declined to comment. Prosecutors allege Reed dropped O'Keefe off at a fellow Boston police officer's home on Fairview Road in Canton shortly after midnight on January 29th, following a night of drinking. According to Lally's memo, Reed was seen on surveillance consuming several drinks earlier in the night and possibly had a blood alcohol level that was exceeding the legal limit at about the time she allegedly hit O'Keefe. Reed is charged with second-degree murder, motor vehicle manslaughter while driving under the influence and leaving the scene of a collision causing injury or death. She discovered O'Keefe's body in the snow outside the Canton home about 6 a.m. later that day. Duxbury mother Lindsay Clancy, who's accused of strangling her three young children with exercise bands earlier this year before jumping out of a window of the family home is now a patient at a new hospital. Lindsay Clancy is facing 2 counts of murder, 3 counts of strangulation or suffocation, and 3 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon for the deaths of her children, 5-year-old daughter Cora, 3-year-old son Dawson, and 7-month-old son Callan. According to court records, doctors transferred Clancy to Tewksbury State Hospital because they believe she needed extended mental health care. Her next court date has been delayed until July 25th. Lindsay Clancy's attorney, Kevin Reddington, said his client had postpartum depression and was over-medicated at the time. For the first time in about 3 years, major Massachusetts hospitals yesterday said they have no inpatient COVID-19 cases. Calling it a big milestone, Tufts Medical Center spokesman Jeremy Lecken said that as of 6:45 a.m. yesterday morning, we have no COVID-19 inpatients for the first time since March 21st, 2020. Dr. Todd Ellerin said the same was true at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth, where he is director of infectious diseases. According to the State Department of Public Health, as of April 25th, there were 56 people primarily hospitalized for COVID-19-related illnesses statewide and 204 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. The lowest number of hospitalizations was 84 on July 8th of 2021. In the same period, the Public Health Department said there are 1,034 new confirmed COVID cases reported, bringing the state's overall total for the pandemic to 2,036,804 cases. The lowest 7-day average of new confirmed COVID cases was 64 back on June 25th, 2021. There have been 11 new confirmed related deaths in the week preceding April 26th, and there have been over 22,000 COVID deaths in Massachusetts since the beginning of the pandemic. A check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow sank 367. The NASDAQ dropped 132. The S&P fell 48. European shares are higher following losses in Asia ahead of a decision on interest rates by the Fed later today. The dollar's down. The euro is up. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports. Game 2 between the Celtics and Sixers in their playoff series at the Garden tonight at 8 o'clock. Last night, Red Sox beat Toronto 7-6. They're back at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, more scattered showers and a high 57 degrees. Cool again tonight, low 43. Same tomorrow, only cooler. Scattered showers with highs tomorrow only in the upper 40s. Friday, cloudy, high 56, and then sunshine returns for Saturday with a high of 67 degrees. Well, the boater waves about a foot. The wind out of the southeast, 5 to 10 knots, become easterly, 10 to 15 knots later today. High tide, 10:37 a.m. Sunrise, 5:36, set at 7:45. One traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open today at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 3rd.